primary. Defense Secretary Austin vowing that the U.S. will continue supporting Ukraine's war effort against Russia, regardless of what Congress does or does not do when it comes to sending more military aid to Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 65 points. More details, SRNNews.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first full day of spring and a very cold start. Today, temperatures running way below normal with a high temperature only about 59 with sunshine. Back to the 30s again tonight. I've got us around 37. Could be a little frost first thing tomorrow morning, but not quite as cool tomorrow with a high around 70. We'll be in the low 70s Thursday with more sun. The next risk of scattered showers returning by Thursday night into Friday. The weekend looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt is calling on the U.S. Senate to take up the Citizen Ballot Protection Act, which has already passed the U.S. House. Britt is now offering up a committee hearing that was held last week in order to provide further proof of the need for federal law to safeguard the vote for U.S. citizens only. Britt spoke with Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen in that committee hearing about what tools are provided by the federal government to states in order for them to verify that a voter is a U.S. citizen before they can register and vote in a federal election.
They told us to use the SAVE program, which is the Systematic Alien Verification Entitlement Program database. But the thing is, the SAVE program database does not allow states to verify citizenship through that database. So that's really all we have. We tried, the federal government, federal courts have blocked previous efforts by states to verify citizenship. I think it's important now more than ever, especially given what's happening at our southern border.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
An Athens man who has been out on bond awaiting charges for drug trafficking is now back behind bars on even more drug charges. 55-year-old Jeffrey Presnell is accused of having a controlled substance along with marijuana and forbidden firearms. A search of Presnell's residence occurred on March 11th by the Limestone County Narcotics Unit. Hydrocodone tablets were seized along with other drugs. Presnell is being held in the Limestone County Jail after having his bond revoked. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here. What a, just a drama down there. Y'all have so much drama.
I'll just say.
And y'all's... Well,
hey,
our neck of the woods.
Thank you. All I'll say, because I can't really talk about this on the radio, but it is time for our school administrators and central offices and teachers to step it up. Mm-hmm. Because literally, it's just like Alabama prisons. The prisoners are running the prison. Mm-hmm. And things are getting out of control. Mm. In our community, your community. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is everywhere. It's because these leaders, some elected, some just their jobs, don't have the guts to make the hard decisions and mm-hmm. stand up for, I guess, order or yeah. just to stand up for. What do y'all think it is?
No, I mean, I think you're right. When you were telling the story off the air, and I know people want to know what the story is, we can't tell you yet. But if you have if you have guidelines that you have been following for a while, then you have to stick with those guidelines. You don't change those guidelines because now someone special
right.
or who's able to appear special if they have enough money, you can't do that. So I actually changed my position after you told me, well, that's the way it's always been. Well, if that's the way it's always been, that's the way it's got to be, unless you fundamentally change it and the board changes the policy, and then it's changed going forward. Not to let the last person out of mm-hmm. their repercussions.
But
these things don't accidentally happen. You may be a dummy and we all do things that are stupid when we're young, but you still had to plan it and do it. You didn't accidentally do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
You didn't just fall into it. I mean, I couldn't even take it.
But so, anyway. I think there's a larger narrative here of what is ruining the public schools, and that is the inability to stand up to the pressure of the mobs that come after you, mm-hmm. whether it's kind of the woke mob or the attorney mob mm-hmm. or even the Karen mob. Like, you don't stand on principle, and when you try and play both sides, you will lose every time. And right. Our public schools are losing because they won't take a hard stand and just say, this is the way it's going to be. Right. And in this instance, it's written in the code of conduct. The policy is there. They had something to totally blame it on. Mm-hmm. We can't change the rules for you because this is what we've done.
Right.
Right.
And now you know, there's a whole thing, but we've got to get some leadership in our schools that have some
I mean, balls. It's an easy way also to get people to just hate you when you do things like this. And that...
Because regular people never get the break.
Regular people never get the break. And then what you're teaching people also is that in the future, and I hope I'm saying this generally, but it also started with giving everybody trophies. Daddy will fix it. And you've ruined people for the rest of their life unless and until they have like a Holy Spirit experience and go, oh, this is on me, isn't it? And so then you have a societal problem of nobody taking responsibility for anything they ever do because they don't have to.
Well, they were probably already there when they did the act.
Right, exactly.
Which is, well,
exactly.
Daddy will
I mean,
fix
that's
it.
So brazen. But that's our society today.
Yeah.
And so then it's no wonder that we don't have leadership that won't just say, no, think about your high school principal or think about your junior high principal. Think about your coaches that you had. I wouldn't have crossed them if my life depended on it. Think about it. You wouldn't have dreamed of it. And now today it's like, oh, yo, ho, ho. I mean, it's, I mean, whatever. Yeah.
Well, if you're in the special groups, you get...
boy, that's...
It's just different. Like I said, that's the infuriating part is that what I call regular folks just trying to go by the rules, they would never get out of punishment. Never, ever. Let's go to Stan. Stan, who's a somewhat regular person, been waiting for a long time. Stan, we appreciate your patience. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well, Scott. Very quickly, it may take a few minutes, but I would like to link for you the pharmacy bill to Birmingham Southern to student loan crisis. And
okay.
there's a common thread that runs through each of these. Years ago, a prescription would be filled and the pharmaceutical company would pay the pharmacist $10 per prescription to have that prescription filled per patient.
So that was the fee to get it out of a big bag, count it out, and put it in a little bottle. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and the pharmaceutical company was paying every pharmacy that fee.
Okay.
And then your pharmacist or the owner of these small pharmacies or independent pharmacies, they adjusted their salaries, their income, their budget based on that fee, how many employees they could pay. So they lived on a margin that they created based on that $10 per prescription.
Okay.
Well, then the big pharma comes along, and Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens come along and say, we want you to drive all the business to us. They have an infrastructure of economy that they can withstand being paid $10 every 3 months instead of $10 every month or $10 per prescription. You know, most prescriptions are 30 days. So instead of getting $30 over a 3 month period for those prescriptions, now they're getting $10 over 90 days.
Okay,
they're getting $10 over 90 instead of $30 over 90.
Okay.
Well, the small pharmacies could not withstand that; it was driving them out of business because they already had the budget set based on that amount of money that was coming in.
Okay, like
Walmart, CVS and Walgreens, they have such a big front end or structure based on their store sales, they could absorb the loss. So now the small pharmacies are looking for another way to get their money back so they can stay in business. Now, it's not up to me and you. It's not up to me and you to keep them in business. It's up to them to run an efficient business or go out of business.
That's right.
But that's actually what's happening behind the scenes is...
So look, I don't totally know the definitions because I've never really dug into it. And I may be using the wrong word, Stan. But that sounds like one of these antitrust kind of violations. You don't get to do things... I don't know. It's hard. Doing things that you know... It's what the Chinese are doing to America. Is what big pharma and the big companies are doing to the little guys is I'll squeeze them out for a while, and then when they're gone, I'll have all
the
business.
All the business.
Yeah.
So, well, and that's the genesis of the pharmacy bill That's the story behind the story. Well, let's move over.
Well, then why don't we just do this? Why don't we just pass a law that makes the big pharma pay the $10 to everybody for every 30 days instead of making the taxpayers do it? Because if you're going to use the power of government to make someone do something, then let's make Pfizer do something.
Well, you see what I'm saying? But true conservatism is this. Anytime that you make big business pay a higher tax, they always find a way to pass it on to the consumer.
They do.
Big business never pays the tax. We pay it. And I'll give you a quick example. In the suit of clothes that I wore last Sunday to church, top to bottom, there were 157 embedded taxes in that suit of clothes. So they're going to find a way to tax you, and they're not going to pay it out of the goodness of their heart.
Right.
Well, go over now to Birmingham Southern. It's the same story, just a different song. Before the Methodist Church, which was already, in the eyes of the church world, a more liberal denomination, before they went woke, they had a national supply of money coming in from all their churches into a giant slush fund, a giant budget that would pay money to all of their colleges across the United States. But then they ordained women as pastors, people left. They ordained women as bishops, people left. Then they embraced the LGBT community, people left. Then they started having homosexual pastors, people left. And then they started doing gay marriage, people left. The denomination split, and that pool of money is no longer there. So therefore, places like Birmingham Southern doesn't have that slush fund of money to back them up when they do misspending of their other money.
To backstop the misspending, the poor management.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's no longer there. That big pile of money is not there to cover up their misdeeds, their mismanagement. And so, therefore, Birmingham Southern is falling apart. Now, whether you stand on supporting or not, that's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, it's exposing the weakness in the system when you take away the extra money.
Yes. No, I agree.
So now, let's get to student loans. If we no longer had student loans in the United States, and everybody went to college on their merit, and you went if you could pay for it, I wonder how many universities in this state would crumble and fall apart the first year.
A number of them would. And the other question would be, how quickly would tuition cost, et cetera, drop? Because right now there is no incentive to be affordable. The answer is, go get your student loan.
Absolutely. And every time they raise tuition, the student loans increase. And the never-ending supply of money is there. And that's the college backdrop. That's the slush fund that keeps them building new buildings and naming them after senators and doing all this wonderful construction at the taxpayer expense. And you will not be truly free until our government is as small as we can take it. Limited government brings freedom to everybody.
You know what I do think, though, and I'm running this around in my mind, Stan, and you were right about conservative, et cetera. I was trying to make the point that if government is going to use its power, if our elected officials are going to use its power to gig someone, which they shouldn't, but if you're going to gig someone, I'm just asking them to please quit gigging the taxpayer all the time. You know, the answer is not always for me to raise a little more taxes, but I do think there is a place, and I've been reading on this a little bit, that the free market is still a quote-unquote regulated free market. We don't allow fraud. We shouldn't be allowing usury. We don't allow people to be abused. And I do think a policy in a free market that limits the size and scope of businesses. Like, you don't need one company that owns all the oil manufacturing in the United States. You don't need a company that owns all of the, we really don't need, we'd be better off in the long run without big oil, big pharma, big tech. Would things maybe be a little more expensive? They may, but in the long run, we protect our freedoms if we weren't always at the mercy of big something.
And you're right. Ronald Reagan proved that point when he deregulated the trucking industry. Mm-hmm. And then the average guy could go out and get him an 18-wheeler and make $200,000 or $300,000 a year.
Yes.
Instead of making $70,000 driving for Yellow Freight, Freightline. So when Reagan deregulated and let everybody have a piece of the pie, well, everybody got to enjoy the benefit of their labor.
Yes.
And I think that's the same thing. We need to deregulate everything, some oversight and some regulation to keep people safe. And mm-hmm. there needs to be some degree of regulation, because without it, you'd have pirates.
I agree completely. Like radio stations. You shouldn't have these big companies that own almost every radio station. You shouldn't have just a handful of companies that own every, you know, news station and those kinds of things. It ought to kind of be, you know, a little more wild. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. You can only own these many.
Yeah. When you own it all, you control the narrative.
You're right. Stan Cook. Thanks, buddy. Great call. We'll be back.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is sponsored and affiliated with FCA US LLC.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey,
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. Check out what they've got to for you to read over there about what's going on in the state of Alabama. Interesting stuff. Like we said, the opinion piece from earlier. We still got to talk about Tommy Tuberville's comments that he made in Utah, yes. I believe it was, because I really thought about it a lot, and he's telling the truth.
I mean, let's go... Yeah, we got to talk about
it. So all these people are like, oh, it's terrible, it's awful. I've got some thoughts about that. But before we get there, let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Enjoying the show, actually.
Thank you.
So Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was in the news yesterday.
She doesn't like the First Amendment a lot.
You know, that's what I was going to talk about. Now, so let's set this up again. So, you know, she came to the profound conclusion. She came to the profound conclusion that the First Amendment overstrains the government.
And she sees that as wrong, Papa B.
Well, she sees it as wrong. Well, I mean, if she just got understanding that the whole of the Constitution is meant to hamstring government. Every word of it is like, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. And no, you can't do that. By the way, don't expect, again, no, you can't do that either. You know, not that they're following it. Don't get me wrong. A few, I think, up in Washington are actually following the Constitution. But what I got a real problem with is, first of all, is she must not have understood the Constitution to begin with. Maybe she needs to go talk to Justice Thomas. I think he can take her to old school on that.
You know, here's the thing, Papa B. I think there is a very good chance that she doesn't understand. And I'm not knocking her as an individual. I'm saying there are a tremendous number of lawyers in this country, attorneys, who were taught at such liberal schools that they don't know the purpose of the Constitution. And I've said this on the show before when I was in the legislature. It didn't take long to find out that most of the attorneys never read the Constitution, even in their constitutional law class, which was a class about precedents more than it was about what the actual Constitution said. And anybody who wants to argue with me on that can feel free to call. But I'm telling you, some of these people actually don't realize that the goal of the Constitution is to shackle the government.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's just astounding, really. I'm not surprised that Ketanji Brown Jackson doesn't understand that that's the purpose of the Constitution. I thought probably that was the case the whole time. I just had an impression.
Let me give you her quote, Papa B.
Okay.
She said, my biggest concern, and she's talking to the Louisiana Solicitor General, a guy named Benjamin Aguinaga.
My biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways at the most important time. I mean, what would you have the government do?
Shut up and leave people alone, which is exactly what they're supposed to do.
Correct.
That is what they're supposed to do. So you don't like what I'm saying? Shut up. Here's what you're going to do, government. Shut up and leave me alone. That's the full extent of what the government can do.
She also says that she's not happy with his view that the government can put information out.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants them to be able to pressure. Listen to this. I've heard you say a couple of times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, you know, kids, this is not safe. Don't do it is not going to get it done. So I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that the duty cannot manifest itself in the government, encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So what Ketanji Brown is saying, that if there's information that the government doesn't like or the government says is harmful, they need to stamp that information out so that no one can get that information. And it just turns out that they missed the whole idea that during COVID, they were wrong.
And it
doesn't even occur to them, Papa B. They're still completely married to, we're the betters, we're the elites, and we will tell you hamsters what you need to know, and we'll make sure you don't get a narrative that we don't like. That's what they're saying.
Don't you dare think a different way than we tell you to.
Correct.
Don't you dare say it with them. Well, you see, and this is the really bad thing about it, Scott, is that it's already going on. It's already happening.
Yes.
You know, in institutions have gone buck wild. They think that they can push the American people around and do exactly that. Tell them what to think, tell them what to do, tell them what to say. And if you dare do anything different than that, then, well, you're blacklisted. You know, you got your social credit score readjusted downward, or maybe you didn't even make it on the, you know, list. It's sick. And it's also very, very dangerous. And these people that are in the government, what they do, they have to take an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution, the very Constitution that tells them they can't do all of this, and so they don't respect that. Here's what I say. If you don't really mean, if you're going to lie, sit there and lie about this oath, or just tell the oath, say the oath, and not live up to your oath, then you shouldn't be in government to begin with, and you certainly shouldn't. It'd be better to just say, no, I don't believe in all of that. I'm not going to take the oath. You know,
yeah, what they do, Papa B, is, I mean, think about it. Think about all of us normal people.
Yeah.
I don't know if you and I are normal, but we'll be in that category. So we're regular folks. And think about what we were taught about. One of the greatest First Amendment lessons we were ever told, and I'll ask the ladies if they didn't hear this too. If we've had any study of the First Amendment in our lives, it's usually some version of, well, you can't scream fire in a theater. Now think about that. The lesson that we're taught is that, oh, there's definitely limits. Mm-hmm. Now, my argument would have been was, no, you can scream fire in a theater. You absolutely can.
Yeah.
But if anybody gets hurt, you're
exactly
at fault.
Mm-hmm. You are preaching it, bro. Preach it.
Anyway, I'm trying, Papa B. I appreciate you, buddy. God bless. We got to take a break. Lots of stuff to do. We may have a special guest. Maybe.
Yes,
maybe not.
Yes, we will.
We do?
Yes.
You do not want to miss it. Coming up on the other side, we'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price.
We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to WilliamMasonSalon.com.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our late season cold snap continues. Today's temperature's way below normal with sunshine and a high temperature only about 59. I think we'll fall back to the 30s tonight with mostly clear skies and an overnight low temperature down to about 37. Some more frost in the morning. Not quite as cool Wednesday with a high near 70. We'll be in the low 70s Thursday with more sun and the next risk of scattered showers returning Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You always said that I'd be
Welcome back in, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. I appreciate you listening to the show. The Ladies of Liberty are here with me. They do have names, Dixie and Trixie.
Ugh. Thanks, Scott.
Well, I mean, it just fits.
Wait, what's her name?
Pixie.
Pretty good. Glad that coffee kicked all the way in.
We have our special guest. I may be at my limit of estrogen, but it's fine. Oh, three women in the studio all at one time.
I don't think this has ever happened before.
It has not. I'm struggling. I'm going to need all the help I can get from Sky. But no, with all joking aside, Caroline.
That's right. That's right. Dobson. And I actually know a pair of twins from Wilcox County, Dixie and Trixie Norris.
Stop
really?
It.
They are wonderful people. One of them is married to Dr. Ortega works at Andrew.
You know. Our boys played baseball together. Wait, no way. Really?
Yeah.
So my son just went to Hawaii to visit Cooper Ortega.
Oh, okay.
Who has been out there all...
Yeah.
You know Dixie and Trixie?
Yeah.
Allison.
They're real people.
And actually, we are phenomenal people. Yes. That's funny. Okay.
Small world.
Okay. I wonder, crazy. I'm going to have to tell... I see Trixie at the Lambda Chi house at Auburn quite a bit. I haven't told her that we impersonate her and her sister.
I had no idea.
Because we love their names. I mean, and also, who named us? I don't know.
I think y'all gave the... I would not have survived.
It must have been my subconscious that went back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now we have Pixie.
Yes.
This is
fantastic.
Okay.
Pixie's running for Congress,
that's
right?
That's right. Yes. Congressional District 2. That's right.
Well, there's a little difference between Pixie, Dixie, and Trixie, and Jason.
I know. It's all right.
Is that perhaps she went to Harvard.
Mm.
We did not.
What? Harvard, no. University of Tennessee? I don't know what you're talking about.
Stanford.
They're both Union Alabama.
No big deal.
So where did you grow up? I grew up in Beatrice in North Monroe County. It's a town of about 200. So I grew up on a farm, actually outside of, we were in the suburbs of Beatrice, about a mile from our nearest neighbor. So
the suburbs of Beatrice.
Remote. Don't say Beatrice.
Beatrice.
Which
Beatrice.
Don't you love that about Alabama when you go
Lafayette.
Yeah, you right. say it, you're like, excuse me, that's actually not the way you say it.
The emphasis on the wrong syllable. Yeah. Definitely.
So you grew up there. How did you get to Harvard?
Well, my whole family had gone to Auburn, and so that's kind of what, you know, I always thought college looked like, where I was planning to go, and when my high school English teacher said, you know, you've got good grades and great test scores, you should check the box and, I completed the common application, you should send it to the Ivies, and my college essay was on being a rodeo queen. I competed in rodeos in high school and was the junior Miss Rodeo Alabama, and so I had written my college essay on that, and was kind of like, it's no way, you know, and again, that wasn't really something that was in my purview to go to an Ivy. Uh-huh. I got accepted to Harvard, and my admission letter said, we need more rodeo queens at Harvard.
Stop. Okay. I just got chilled.
Are you sure they didn't think it said rodeo? Rodeo queen. No, I think that girl's talking about animals. what's the matter?
Yes.
What was it like being at Harvard as a conservative? Was that hard?
Oh, it was very, very challenging. I'm grateful for the experience now because I think it made me understand why I was conservative. You know, growing up in Monroe County, pretty much everyone was conservative. And everyone, it wasn't, are you a Christian? It was, are you Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian?
How conservative are you? Okay.
And you kind of take it for granted and never kind of question your faith. And I think, you know, both with religion and with politics, I think it's good to grapple with your faith and really understand why you believe what you believe. And I was at Harvard before woke was a word. I think it was kind of a proto-woke era. Mm-hmm. But I mean, still, freedom of speech only applied to a very far-left way of thinking. And it was just very eye-opening to me, but very isolating, you know.
There wasn't like a secret society of... conservatives where like y'all had a secret handshake,
you know,
and everybody just knew.
Kind of gravitated towards
really?
Each other. Most of my roommates were, I had two roommates from Texas, one from Arkansas and one from Baltimore, which is not the South, but up there. It's kind of,
I think it is
South, and we all went to church together. But I mean, it took a while to kind of find find fellow believers. And I was a member of the Harvard Republican Club. There are about 15 of us there.
That was more. I thought there were like two.
But we've kept in touch because you kind of went through this, you know, I mean, it was, you know, this sort of trying experience that sort of forged your beliefs. We all remained close. And so one of my fellow Harvard Republican Club members worked for Tom Cotton, you know, so it's been interesting mm-hmm. to kind of keep in touch with them. And mm-hmm. a lot of them had some great ideas and connections in the campaign. But yeah, there were very, very few of us. But it was eye-opening to me, too, because I think a lot of times, you know, and I do believe that there are evil liberals out there. Like, I believe the squad is evil. But there are also a lot of liberals out there that think the solution to every problem is just another rule, you know, and they're right. well-meaning, right. but just have never actually lived outside of their hyper-educated, very logical, you know, upper crust environment. And I met a lot of folks that were nice and well-meaning, and you know, probably at the end of the day wanted the same thing, you know, wanted a safe country, for instance.
Yeah, or they just want people to be happy.
But they believe in, you know, there's a lot of kind of elite guilt, and they believe that equality means equality of outcome instead of equality of opportunity. Mm. And again, growing up, how, you know, the way I did in rural Alabama, and also as a Christian, I know that there's no guaranteeing equality of outcome. You know, that's not this. You know, this earth is not our ultimate home. And, you know, some of the finest people I know have had some of the hardest lives there are. And right. we do have to try to ensure equality of opportunity. Right. But as far as, you know, what happens in someone's lives or what they mm-hmm. make of those opportunities, you know, we can't guarantee the outcome. And that's I think, also a huge distinction between conservative thought and liberal thought, mm-hmm. too. So it was really... again, just very eye-opening to me. And I'm grateful I had that experience. Although, again, I didn't have the typical college, you know, I don't have a college team to cheer for in March. One time Harvard was in March Madness.
What happened to Auburn?
But yeah, no, so I cheer for Auburn. Good. And
you
also,
can't just adopt everybody.
I'm sorry. Well, look. War Eagle.
Yes, War Eagle. Yeah.
I felt it coming.
Well, my father was student government president at Auburn, and my mom was runner-up to Miss Glamorata. Her identical twin sister was Miss Glamorata. You know, so, you know, I don't know how you have again, we're talking about twins a lot, but... Right. But yeah, I don't know how you pick and choose. My mom said, "Well, I was 5 pounds heavier at the time." So anyway, I have a lot of Auburn is who I cheer for. But that's another thing too, living outside the state of Alabama, and I think we've seen this recently too, with just the way the mainstream media is so ready to pounce on Alabama and paint mm-hmm. Alabama a certain way with IVF, with the the ridiculously harsh critique of Senator Britt's rebuttal. You know, anything that brings positive publicity to Alabama is a good thing. And so living outside the state, I was like, I'm cheer for Auburn, I cheer for Alabama, mm-hmm. Troy, you name it, USA, anything that you know, brings positive attention to Alabama, because again, I think the mainstream media definitely wants to paint us a certain way that is entirely unfair.
And it's okay if they attack us for doing what is right.
Right, right.
If we're doing what God says is right, then they can just attack to their heart's content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm kind of pleased with what Senator Tuberville has said recently about, mm-hmm. look, there is evil in some of these folks, and I'm not speaking for you, I'm just saying some of these folks are satanic cult.
No, and I think they've brainwashed a lot of these, you know, kind of liberal overthinkers, and now they're mm-hmm. unified and taking over our country, and we've got to stop. Yeah, no, I absolutely believe there are definitely a lot of evil liberals out there. There are also a lot of that they've kind of recruited some misguided sheep.
Yeah, they're going along with them. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you have time to stay? I know you got to go, but if you do, that's fine. We'll get with you another time.
Oh yeah, you gotta. Oh,
okay, wait.
But I promise you, you're having more fun than you're going to have.
Yes. I have a hard stop at 11, but...
I don't know if you can...
No, we can get her through the next segment.
We can do a few minutes.
Because I want to find out why she decided to run for Congress.
Okay. How about just one question so then she can go to...
Well, just make sure you realize that the patriarchy would let a woman decide. The matriarchy has demands. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane in Montgomery, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We got a special guest with us, and it is Caroline.
Right? What? You have such Caroline. Issues.
Wow.
Caroline.
Caroline?
Or Pixie.
Oh, don't act. Don't act like
Pixie
you
Dobson's
were like
with
the.
No, names. Because, names are hard for you, Scott Beeson.
What's because the. What Mr. did you Beeson? Say? The enunciation, or what was it in the wrong place?
Beatrice.
Because everybody's been saying Carolyn.
Right.
No one said Caroline. You didn't say Caroline until she was here.
I did, because if you look at how... Spell your name.
C-A-R-O-L-E-E-N-E.
Don't let her... She did not say that. You did not say that. Abs is the only honest one here. Has she ever said Caroline? No.
What have I said?
Tell her she's pretty and then say no.
No.
That's pretty much how it's been going. So, anyway, she is here with us. She is a candidate for the 2nd United States Congressional District, 2nd House District here in the state of Alabama. It's in the Republican runoff.
That's right.
I think you're running against Dick Brubaker, who spent a long time in the Alabama legislature. So what made you decide to run?
Yes, well, I grew up in this district. My husband and I are proud to be raising our daughters here in this district. And I think we've got incredible natural resources and some of the best people in the world, but we've got to have folks that are advocating for our families and a safer country and to create opportunities here in Alabama. Mm-hmm. This district suffers from brain drain, and I want my daughters to be able to have opportunities here. I don't want them to have to go to Atlanta or Nashville just to have opportunities. And have a future for themselves. So, but as far as the actual catalyst that made me run, there was a week left of filing. The redistricting process wasn't finalized until mid-October. It was November 1st. The filing deadline was November 10th, and there wasn't a single Republican that had filed. And I think, the mainstream media had said this was a blue seat,
really?
A blue pickup. It's characterized as a D+4 district, but even then, there have been D+6 districts that have been won by Republicans.
Right.
My husband and I thought and prayed about it, and I honestly just kind of felt called to run because I thought we just can't deliver this seat to the Democrats.
Can't just give it away.
Yeah, right. It's too close. If this were, 60-40 or 70-30, then, maybe it's a lost cause, but someone needs to stand up. And again, there just wasn't, not a single Republican had filed. So I was the first Republican to file. And then, of course, in the last 24 hours, there were like seven others that filed.
Showed up.
I think people are tired of career politicians. People want real people to go solve the real problems that there are in Washington. And also growing up in a small town, neither of my parents were in politics, but you don't just show up for things in a small town. Everyone has to take action to make things happen. I'm not always great at the serenity prayer part that's like, grant me the peace to know what I can't change. But I mean, growing up in a small town, it's kind of like, you want to see something happen, you've got to take action. And so that's what motivated me to run. And then, if you look at the actual primary turnout from March 5th, the number of Democrats in this district that exceeded the number of Republicans was 161 votes.
Right.
So this is, potentially way closer than a 4% spread, and definitely winnable by a Republican if it's a Republican who's a true conservative, who's going to work with President Trump, and who's going to get out and do the work, knock on the doors, go to the local fish fries.
Be back in the state
out.
More.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But we have got to mobilize the conservative base.
Yes.
That
yes.
scares me. Because in the messaging right after the election, the primary, was the Democrats were like, if you play a numbers game, we can do this. Mm-hmm. Because voting turnout for Republicans is so low. So I hope everybody will get to know their candidates. I feel like Alabama has this problem of just low information voting.
Right.
But where can people find out more about you and your campaign and your events and what you've got going on?
Yes, yes. Our website is www.dobsonforcongress. That's D-O-B as in Bravo, S-O-N-F-O-R, congress.com. We're also on X, Truth Social, Facebook, and Instagram, Dobson for Congress. So please check us out and go vote on April 16th.
Right, very good.
You got a new one.
Dixie Trixie
so
and Pixie.
Much for being
well,
here.
Hopefully you'll come
thank
back and visit with us again sometime.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Good luck to you. Be safe.
Thanks.
When does the runoff, by the way?
April 16th.
Soon.
So pay your taxes the day before.
And then get out and vote. And
4 weeks from today.
And then vote for smaller government.
Go do all the things.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.